It's pitched. Welcome to WDOT. You're on the dot.
Hi.
Today, we are talking about homework and the effects of about how much or how little teachers give homework. I have a great cast with me today. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Steven.
I'm Glassberg.
I'm Manny.
I'm Emma.
I'm Rowan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Brandon.
All right, welcome. Today we're going to be talking about whether or not teachers give too much, too little, or just the right amount of homework. What do you guys think?
Personally, I think that they give too much.
I really think it depends on the class. There are some teachers that give the right amount of homework, and there are some teachers that give way too much homework. But overall, I think it's kind of balanced, and I don't really mind the amount of homework I get per night.
I think it depends on whether it's like busy work or if it's like actual brain power work. Because a lot of the times, teachers will give us busy work to kind of just try to get us to memorize things, but I feel like that's pointless. If it's not going to help us, I don't think we should be able to do it. Like, I understand the concept of homework. Oh, thank you. I understand the concept of homework, but... Klarman?
No, it's good. Turn off their mics when you're
proceed.
Okay, thank you. I understand the concept of the busy work, and I understand the concept of homework, but I feel like there are certain ways that it can make it better for the students, and like we don't need an absurd amount of non-helpful homework.
I totally agree.
That's a good point.
Yeah, thank you. All right, next, Ben.
I think that they give way too much homework. My mommy took away my Xbox because I didn't do some of my homework, which I do not appreciate, and I would not get my Xbox taken away if I did my homework. But obviously, that's the teacher's fault because they gave me too much homework.
Ben, okay.
That's a good point. Ben, which classes do you think give too much homework, and which classes do you think give just the right amount?
None of them give just the right amount. All of them give too much. Ben doesn't do any of his homework.
Good answer. All right,
thank you, Ben. Next, Glassberg, what are your thoughts?
I honestly think it depends on the class. If it's like an AP class, you're expecting more homework.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's like language, like I don't get any homework for Spanish. Or like English, like you just have to study. I feel like most classes, you just need to study. I mean, it depends really on the teacher as well. If they think like if classwork turns into homework and you don't do the classwork, then that's on your fault. But it's like out of like homework could really be used for like extra practice for like studying for tests.
Yeah, me too. I feel like it's also like a lot of studying in school, and it's not really just about homework, like the actual worksheet that you're doing, but you also have to, you know, use that knowledge to study and be ready for all the tests that you're going to get throughout the year and quarter.
I mean also you could use your off periods properly. If you want to do your homework in school instead of doing it at home, or you could just scroll TikTok in school to waste your off periods.
Yeah, personally, I'm going to change my opinion. I think they give just the right amount of homework because it's up to you, and I also think it depends on the teacher, though, because, like, some teachers, like my bio teacher, gives way too much homework. Like, I had 6 CK-12s, like, last night, and
Dude,
that took me, like, 30 minutes, so...
So it seems like we're at a disagreement here. If you would like to argue with someone about this disagreement, because we would like to hear both of your opinions and like proceed from there.
Yeah, so King believes it's too much homework and Steven believes just the right amount.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ben, why do you think that?
I think that we have too much homework because I am locked in all the time, never distracted, and I'm still not able to do my homework on time, and then my mommy gets mad at me and takes away my Xbox. So, and I want to be able to play Fortnite and Madden. So, if we didn't have as much homework, I would still be able to play Fortnite.
All right, thank you for that, Ben.
All right, well, that's Ben, great. Maybe if you didn't play video games, you would think there's just the right amount of homework.
How much time are you doing homework for spending playing time on video games?
Should I read my Xbox statistics for College Football 25?
Maybe
no.
No, maybe later, because we took a poll from a bunch of students to ask their thoughts.
And teachers.
Some, yes.
All right, and this poll, according to it, the most vote is that there's too much homework, and then coming in second, there's just enough, and then at last place, too little.
We had about 22 people saying too much, 8 people saying just enough, and I think it was exactly 4 people saying too little.
I don't really particularly agree with the people that say it's too little. I don't exactly think it's too little because...
I think the people saying that are definitely, like, teachers who don't understand how much homework we're getting on a day-to-day basis.
This was a student-based poll, actually. So it was really all students that we were interviewing. Maybe the people that said there was too little homework was the people that aren't in the tough classes and really challenging themselves for school.
Guess that makes sense. We've heard a lot of good points. Let's talk about the research, starting with Carmen.
According to an article I found concerning research about this topic, a 2014-19 study found that teens spent about an hour a day on homework. This one-hour pattern was confirmed by a 2020 Washington Post article that reported that high-performing schools were requiring about 2.7 hours of homework per night, but that averages across the schools was about an hour per night.
And that was from Britannica.com.
All right, next is me. Another article states, homework can reinforce classroom learning, help kids develop crucial skills, and encourage them to work independently, points out Eric Eng.
And in the words of some of their guardians, while some parents don't think they can place restrictions on their child's education, English says it's crucial to do when the family's overall well-being is at risk.
Also, attempting to finish all the unfinished homework can be mentally and physically draining. Even when the homework is helpful, there can be too much of a good thing. There's a limit to how much kids can benefit from home study, Cooper says. He agrees with an off-site rule of thumb that students should do no more than 10 minutes a night per grade level, from about 10 minutes in the first grade up to a maximum of about 2 hours in high school. Both National Education Association and National Parent Teacher Association support that limit.
Additionally, beyond that point, kids don't absorb much useful information. Yet other evidence suggests that some kids might be taking home much more work than they can handle. Investigated the 10-minute rule among more than 1,100 students and found that elementary school kids were receiving up to three times as much as homework as recommended. As homework load increased, so did family stress. The researchers found via American Journal of Family Therapy in 2015.
In other news, 10 high-achieving high schools, 10 high-achieving high schools, students reported bringing home an average of just over 3 hours of homework nightly from the Journal of Experiential Education. 2013. Some kids have up to 40 hours a week, a full-time job worth of extracurricular activities, and homework is yet one more commitment on top of all the others. Busy work, quality over quantity. Busy work, unnecessary.
All right, next up is the students' interviews.
Do teachers give too much homework, too little, or just the right amount?
I feel like they give a right amount, but sometimes people procrastinate it a lot, so they feel like they have too much. But I personally get the right amount.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, next one.
Hey, yo, Josh Packer, quick question. Do teachers give too much homework, just the right amount, or too little?
Way too much.
All right, why is that?
There shouldn't be any homework at all.
Thank you.
Ben.
Alright, do teachers give too much homework, too little, or just the right amount?
I kind of agree with Joe DeVito's like answer there. Like, yeah, like depends on the teacher, you know? You just gotta feel it up. Yeah.
Alright, last one.
Y'all hear Jeff? Do teachers give too much, too little, or just the right amount of homework?
I have too much homework, bro.
Alright, thank you. Why is that?
We also got some information from teachers about when they were in high school and their opinion on how much they give now. I can play the recording for you.
Okay, when you were in high school, did teachers give too much, too little, or just the right amount?
High school or right now?
Both.
Okay, right now I think I give just enough. I think US, I give no homework, really, so that's little. Psych, I give like no homework, but then AP World.
You give way too much in the world.
No, I do not. You have two homework assignments this entire unit next time, so.
Okay, that's good.
No. And in high school, I think it was, It depends on the class. Like, APs, I had a lot, but then, like, my math class, I was in, like, regular classes, just and I didn't get that. In general, I think it was just enough.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Hudson.
Good point. Good point.
Some Mr. Miller, sir, in... Well, me and Emma went around polling. He says he does not believe in homework.
And he says that it is...
a waste of time.
Yeah. And Mr. Macrioni agreed with that consensus that he doesn't believe in other teachers giving homework.
Mr. Donato also said that there's too little homework being given out.
Oh.
These teachers that you were asking, like Mr. Miller and Mr. Donato, there aren't... core teachers, they're tech teachers and auto tech teachers, so they don't really ever give homework. So I could kind of agree with them, but I also kind of disagree with it because they don't really see the kids stressing about how much homework, and I think homework kind of is a vital part also.
True.
I mean, me and Emma's polls weren't added to the poll sheet, but like, it's roughly the same thing.
It's roughly the same. I can pull it up.
It's like, I think we got like 90 kids.
We got like closer to 100. We had 22 people saying it was enough. We had 19 saying it was too much. We had no one saying it was too little.
Got it.
So I think it just depends on the student and what classes are in.
And the demographic you're going to.
Does anyone have anything on the benefits of homework versus the... like mental health stresses that it puts on students?
I would say that homework helps reinforce some of the things you learn, but if it just gets to a point where it's very stressful, then it can be harmful.
I think a teacher's job is to determine how much or how little homework they should give, and I also don't think teachers give enough credit to the students for always doing their homework in every other classes, and I feel like teachers should kind of feel and gauge the room about how much homework those kids have had recently and kind of poll the kids, see whether they should give a lot or, like, if they have a lot of homework on that night, particular night, help them out and don't give them that much homework.
I also think that specifically core teachers don't really care about the amount of homework a student's getting a night. Like, there are some nights where I have 9 different things due at midnight assigned that day. But there are other nights where I have nothing. And it really depends on the teacher. But I think that it's at least more substantial for, like, us when there's less homework all at once. Like, it sticks better.
Yeah, I would agree.
Glassberg said something. No, not Glassberg. It was Klarman who said something before about a 10-minute rule, I believe. Yeah, where it's basically just talking about how homework can seem like common sense. You should spend more time practicing multiplication than you should, as Ben said, playing video games. But for example, a bunch of people want to have a compromise for us that students should do no more than 10 minutes a night per grade level, from about 10 minutes in the first grade up to a maximum of about 2 hours in high school. Both the National Education Association and National Parent Teacher Association both support that limit.
Let me just ask one question, Manny. Why do you think teachers give homework in the first place? And do you think it helps students?
I think they give homework because they want to make sure that every student understands what they're learning in class. But at the same time, I also don't think that having so much of a little bit of everything is going to be helpful for the individual students who have to study for 6 different classes all in one night. But also, on what Rowan said about grade level, I think that kids in elementary school shouldn't get homework at all. And that at that age, you shouldn't be tasked with so much stress because they're only 6, 7, 8.
And a fundamental part of a kid's growth and development is spending time outside, is playing with their friends, is learning how the world works outside.
And learning how to socialize.
Exactly. So there are certainly different times when homework is more appropriate than others. In first grade, I would say cutting and gluing was never something that I enjoyed. I never thought it helped me whatsoever, but I guess learning my multiplication tables probably did help me for the future.
I really agree with the 10-minute rule. I think it's great, and as long as you stick to it, it should be a magical amount of homework on most nights. You know, some nights I have like 6, 7 classes that give me homework, and it's just way too much. I'm in my room till about 11 o'clock at night just doing homework. But also, like Emma said, there's also some nights where I don't get any homework. So it really depends, and it's kind of hard to schedule out my night after just based on what has happened in the past nights because it's always so volatile.
Personally, I disagree with the 10-minute rule because I just think that we should have no homework and all college football 25 time because that's awesome. So,
I mean, on what Clarman was saying, in middle school when the teachers actually spoke to each other, like when we could rely on the fact that they all knew what was going on in each other's classes, especially with homework and assignments, it definitely made life a lot easier because we didn't have to worry about being up until 1 o'clock in the morning doing work because all of it was discussed beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember like my social studies teacher and my science teacher coordinating when they were going to give this X amount of homework or when they were going to give a review packet for the night before the test, and they all kind of scheduled things around each other.
Same thing with tests themselves. Like some teachers would not give a test if there was another class doing the same thing. Let's finish up quickly with our question and answer. Glassberg, why do we give homework and do you think it's helpful?
I mean, honestly, I think homework is helpful depending on like what class. If like you have a test coming up, you might want to hone in on that homework more because some of that information or questions could be on the test.
True.
Okay.
Manny, what do you think?
I think that homework can be helpful for something like a review, as you said, but it's also hard when you've stayed up so late doing it. And I think that's all.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Stop.